Doyle called for taking hundreds of millions of dollars out of the state's road fund and borrowing more money to make up the difference. Carrie Lynch is the spokeswoman for Senate Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker. She says Doyle's plan is definitely a non-starter. Lynch says the transportation fund has been hit too many times in recent years to balance the budget.
Everyone is driven on the roads right now and seeing how bad the potholes are from this winter that we had. They need the funding for the roads to make sure that the economy can move well with everyone getting their goods to market as fast as possible. So it's something that we think is a good investment in the economy, and we don't want to go there.
The governor also proposed a hospital tax that would bring in more federal dollars to health care providers and partially fill the state's budget deficit. Lynch says Decker still supports that idea and wants to see it become law. But Assembly Republicans oppose the hospital tax, and Lynch says they show no signs of backing down in negotiations.
We'd like to see it happen. We're still going to try and make it happen, but at the end of the day, like I said, we can't hold up the entire budget process for it either.
Doyle's office says the governor is still pushing for the hospital tax and that negotiations are still ongoing. A spokesman for Assembly Speaker Mike Hipsch did not return a message seeking comment. One area where Senate Democrats and Assembly Republicans have agreed is on an accounting trick that delays a state aid payment to schools so that it falls in the next budget year when the state has more money to pay it. The governor is against that idea. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.